The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
For Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM here on a Monday afternoon. Plenty of Falcons talk still worth noting after a crazy weekend. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford. At Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, you will discover great prices, flexible finance options, our top trade-in values, and even mobile service.
I like trucks.
Well, that's good. It's good to know, Adam. Thank you for that reference to trucks. You can perhaps check out the F-150s there, or maybe the Explorers. It's up to you, even though some would say an SUV is not a truck. But that's another conversation for another time, for we must talk more college football into the pros as an NFL GM loses his mind over this former dog. That in 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So the Bulldogs had 8 players selected, including, as we know, Brock Bowers and Amarius Mims in the first round. Think about this, Chris. Kirby Smart, in his first 8 years as the head coach of Georgia, has 16 losses. He's got 17 first-round picks. What other coach can say that? Especially now with Nick Saban being gone.
So his first-round pick-to-loss ratio?
Yeah.
Probably nobody.
That's an absurd number, is it not, when you think about it?
Well, listen, it's better than the other way. If you have 17 first-round picks and you have 58 losses, you know, that's problematic.
Yeah, you're probably not still the head coach.
Yeah, this is a ratio that I can live with. I just hope he doesn't get bored. Kirby, I mean. Hope he doesn't get bored. 2 more titles might bore him.
Maybe. Hopefully, you go down that road as a Georgia fan with 2 more titles, and it's a bridge you want to cross. I guess.
Listen, does he think about those 2 titles? No, I really believe he doesn't. No. This is all brand new. If he wins 2 more, he might look around and go, "Well, I'm kind of bored." But he's got to do it. It's again, remember, there's going to be more chances to be upset moving forward as we expand the team.
So these are the other picks for the Dogs. Ladd McConkey goes 34th overall to play for Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. Kamari Lassiter goes to Houston. Javon Bullard goes to Green Bay, so he'll keep the same G on the helmet. Tyke Smith goes to Tampa Bay. Cedric Van Pran Granger goes to Buffalo. And a lot of people are saying, what a great spot for that kid to be in. Zion Logue, of course, coming here to the Falcons.
You want to hear Javon Bullard?
Sure.
He was very happy when he got the phone call. Listen to this. And by the way, listen to him. There's a pregnant pause. He's on the phone. He knows what's happening. He ain't going to give it up till he's ready. He slow played it.
Good for him.
I got Drew Rosenhaus. Edward Jones is the regular Green Bay for nice way. Hey, it's the kid's time, not you. Step out of the way, agent. And then everybody in the family goes a little bit crazy. He seemed very happy to be going.
Now, again, Georgia in 21 had 15 picks overall, and Jim Harbaugh told everybody, you know, we could break that record this year when all is said and done. Well, not so fast. It was great. They led all programs with 13, but did not break Georgia's record, did not, needless to say, even tie Georgia's record. But still, very good for the Michigan program.
I don't know if you know this, though. He signed every player as a free agent on Sunday, even the ones who aren't eligible. He said, I'll get that damn record.
It's not quite the same, though.
Record.
It has to be picks. Oh. We'll see. Texas was second with 11, followed by Washington, Florida State, and Alabama. They all had 10. As we said, Georgia had 8 overall. Now, A.D. Mitchell used to play at Georgia, played for Texas. He was one of those 11 picks, and we know what the talk was prior to the draft. Diabetic, didn't take care of himself, didn't care, and the GM of the Colts who drafted him was not happy.
You want to hear a cut?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris Ballard. Chris Ballard's a lot like me. He's got a filthy mouth. This is him addressing some of the things that are said leading up to the draft.
I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical lead, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. We tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if you can, if people out there can tell me they don't, they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for that, for those reports to come out, I think you know my, I said it last year. It's bull.
You did.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You said that about,
I don't, but
yeah.
I do.
C.J. Stroud, there were some bad reports coming out about him, and he stuck up for C.J. Stroud last year. It worked out just fine for him. Let's see if it works out for his guy, A.D. Mitchell. And A.D. Mitchell said, right now, the only thing I'm feeling is pissed, if I can say that, on the air, as he slid to pick number 52 overall.
This guy works for Jim Irsay. Like, there's a little bit of a circus going on in Indianapolis.
He's 10 receivers were drafted ahead of A.D. Mitchell.
But again, I'm not... So was everybody wrong? Like, was this... You can scream, and you can be the GM and say, and I agree with that. There's a lot of okey-doke going on. There's a lot of things that get said, and it's unnamed sources. I don't agree with that. I don't. But if 9 guys went in front of you or 10 guys went in front of you, you weren't as highly regarded as maybe you thought you were.
Now, he said the same thing to a certain extent, celebrating and being very animated, Chris Ballard, when they got Latou at 15th overall, saying, I can't believe he's here at 15.
Yeah.
Paraphrase.
I'll give you another one. Do you know what happens when you have to make a call to a 7th-round pick? This is Chris Ballard one more time, because is this a thing? Are people pranking these young men over the course of the weekend? There's another cut. It says Colts pick. That's Chris Ballard as well. Let's play that.
Jonah.
Hey, how you doing?
Chris Ballard with the Colts. Welcome to Indy, man. We're drafting you right here.
That's not a prank call, is it?
It's not a prank call, I promise.
Hey, Cole, it's been a stressful day.
I know, and everybody's probably recruiting the crap out of you right now, aren't they?
You ain't lying.
You can go tell them to kiss your ass. You're coming to Indy.
Lord.
So that was a 7th-round pick. So what he means by recruiting, there were some people who didn't understand it. There's free agency is about to start where you're going to basically be pitched to come to our place or that place. He said, tell them to kiss your ass. You're coming to Indy. They took him in the 7th round. So I didn't realize prank phone calls to these young men was a big thing, because there was about 3 of those this weekend where I, first question, am I being pranked? Saban told a story about, who was it? It was Randy Moss hanging up on him twice.
Yeah.
Randy Moss was in the league.
Belichick told the story.
Belichick.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I didn't know that was a thing. Like, do you hang up on people? Do you ask them if it's a prank?
I know this. Braylon Trice, when the Falcons drafted him, they had the wrong number.
Yeah.
He said, my agent texted and said, answer your phone. He said, I'm not getting any calls. Well, finally, the Falcons got the right number.
Could have been worse. They could have told another guy with a similar type name that he was drafted by the Falcons. And you know what I would do? Well, sorry, we were wrong. I'm suing you. I got my hopes up and I bought a new car right after you told me you were drafting me. You don't want that. There's a lot of messy stuff in it. You don't want to be sued.
No, and if you have the number, though, it's important you double-check that number maybe before you draft somebody.
You know what that sounds like?
Yeah, again, fortunately, it worked out for the Falcons in that regard.
That sounds like something that happens in an AM radio station when we're trying to get a guest on.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Or FM with the app,
I don't
too.
Know. I can't read. Is that a 6? No, it's a 5. Jeez.
Marcus Rosemi-Jack Saint found a new home. He signs with the Commanders as an undrafted free agent by way of Georgia. Kendall Milton not drafted. He got signed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Dejan Edwards by the Steelers. So those are some of the Georgia undrafted free agents that now have an opportunity.
Not shocking that the Eagles might actually ask to, even though we didn't draft you, do you want to come try to make our team?
And it's never too early to look to next year, Chris. Shedeur Sanders.
No. It's way too early.
Well, not according to the betting public. Shedeur Sanders is the betting favorite to be the first overall pick, according to DraftKings.
What's up, Bose? You believe that?
In the draft next year, plus 100. Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers, both at plus 300. So you can put money on this now. Drew Aller, the Penn State quarterback, at plus 850. Jalen Milroe, plus 950. Jackson Dart, plus 1200. And Cameron Ward now at Miami, plus 1,500. The non-quarterback with the best odds is Mikel Williams, the Georgia defensive end slash outside linebacker at plus 1,500. So you're saying it's too early. DraftKings, Domino, would disagree with that assessment.
Why don't you find out what the odds were of Spencer Rattler being drafted number 1 overall a couple of few years ago when he was still in Oklahoma? He went to the New Orleans Saints. We'll talk about that story later.
We can talk about it now. He had a reality series.
Well,
and he said it hurt him.
Here is Ian Rappaport. Do we have the Rattler sound too? First, here's Ian Rappaport talking about why Spencer Rattler dropped.
This is kind of weird to say, honestly. Spencer Rattler did a reality show in high school. It's called QB1 Beyond the Lights. It did not make him look great. And it is unbelievable how many different teams mentioned to me the image of him in that show and how they can't get it out of their heads.
Now, anybody who wants to tell me, well, it was so long ago, he was only a high school kid. Tell your story walking. Can people change? Yes. Can they learn life's lessons? Yes. Can you be in one place thinking you're going to win a Heisman and be the number one overall pick and then realize, oh, my God, I just lost my job? Would that maybe bring your conceit level down a little bit? Sure. Have you been humbled? Maybe. But I'm going to tell you, if you hear this now, have you heard this? This is Spencer Rattler on this show. He knows the camera's rolling. Listen to this.
What are you doing? Our receivers suck.
That's all on you, bro. You missed 4 or 5 easy-ass passes. You missed so many passes.
I missed maybe 3.
Yeah, I know. And that caused us to...
Yeah. You're a great leader because you take responsibility for everything. You know? You're like, you know what, guys? That's on me. Instead of saying, you know what, Caleb? You suck. Because that's all I hear. You're like, Caleb, that's on you. Jack, Maddie, you suck. That's all I hear.
Marcus, when have I thrown you a horrible ball?
What did you just do in one-on-ones?
You were
just
like, on you.
Exactly.
Because you suck.
Why don't you try to pick me up, right? Why don't you try to pick me up? All you do is you put me down. You won the Elite 11, Spence. You're the cockiest.
Sound good, that's for sure.
By the way, why wouldn't
that stick in
your head?
We all make mistakes as kids, but that's not good.
If Ian Rappaport is telling you, look, I don't know if it was one person, 5 people, I can promise you, if I'm a general manager and Spencer Rattler's name comes up, that's in my head.
Sounds like me doing a radio show. It's your fault.
Sounds like you.
Again, I'm not a potential NFL quarterback.
Sounds like you when you were late to a remote and you blame people because they gave you terrible directions.
Yeah, I was younger then, and I learned from that. Hopefully the same deal is possible.
How many years ago was that?
When I did that, that's 20-plus years ago.
It's still in my head. That
stays with you.
That's my point.
The guy I yelled at is probably staying with him as well.
I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea. But the point is, when Ian Rappaport said that, I heard people saying, oh, he's a kid. Oh, that's BS, Rappaport. Nobody. Did you hear that?
No, it stays with
him. That's a quarterback who's at an elite camp, which means those receivers were picked because they're good as well. I got to be honest. My sit-down conversation with him would have been different than everybody else's.
I mean, when the chips
I'd rather you have 19 speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
19 speeding
tickets. And be a good teammate.
Yeah. Yes.
He drives fast, but his teammates love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a quarterback and your teammates don't rally around you, that's an issue.
If you don't rally around them, he said you all suck.
Well, that's the problem. They're not going to rally around you because you saying those things to them. Georgia State.
He's a Saints. He's a property of the Saints.
He did go to the Saints in the 5th round. Georgia State offensive tackle Travis Glover, selected by the Packers in the 6th round. He becomes the 5th Panther to be drafted first. Since wide receiver Robert Davis in 2017. You know, and Adam Gillespie added something to the rundown, thinking I wouldn't notice this.
Go ahead.
I didn't write this. Adam Gillespie did. He says the Brent Key era off to a great start. 0 players drafted in the NFL draft, showing that if you want to play in the city of Atlanta, go to the NFL. Georgia State and Del McGee is the better option.
Pizza.
I didn't add that. That's Adam Gillespie's work.
But you just
keep your hands off of my rundown. I will not stand for blasphemy like this.
Do you understand?
Trying to go to Ireland.
Without AI, you just read that.
What?
So that could be turned into whatever.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you got okey-doked. You just told
it's
the
already
world.
Done.
You just told the world it might have choked Artie, but it ain't going to choke Stymie, and then you read it.
So foiled
it's
again.
Forever. Fell right into the trap.
Listen, this is like the Falcons. Give me your stuff, and I'll cross out what you shouldn't be looking at.
Here, take this.
Jeez.
Lord knows what else Adam did on this rundown.
By the way, I'll give you something else that you want. You want to be numbed?
It's the law, sir.
You want to be
radio law?
Actually, it's not. That's a handsome damn problem.
It violates radio law.
There is a chance that Spencer Rattler is a starter in the NFL before Michael Penix. That just hit me. There is a chance that Spencer Rattler will be a starter in the NFL before Michael Penix.
Yeah, it's a very real possibility. I want you to look outside the studio right now. Something is orange and glowing outside of the studio right now, and I'm a little bit alarmed. I'm not really sure what's happening.
I know you can't.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
like a big orange neon sign out there.
I know you can't scream fire in a theater. Yeah, what about in the waiting room?
I'm a little bit worried. Here.
No, it's not. It's just a light. They're fixing something.
I hope so. Because I got no escape here. If there's a fire right outside this door, I'm going to have to throw you through this window to get out.
With all due respect, you can't throw me through that window.
Why is that?
First of all, you're not, with all due respect, strong enough to actually, but that window's not breaking. That window's not breaking.
So that's it's a glass, tested. A shatterproof glass, I should
it's,
say.
It's tested.
Mm. Well, I guess we're
now
gonna,
you and I
guess
throw,
we're gonna burn.
You and I could throw Adam out of the window. That I think we could do. That I think we're
dude,
capable.
I was thinking like I could tackle you out of the window and then like in the Bourne Identity I can land on
you. Yeah, sure.
Like Matt Damon did. You can, you know, help to cushion my fall.
Yeah, it's a great thought. Again, you're not getting me through that window. If you're gonna tackle me, ooh. Falcons should have drafted you in the fourth round if that's the case.
Sometimes the adrenaline takes over. Well, if you say it's safe, Chris, then it's safe.
When
we come back, Caleb Williams has already broken records in the city of Chicago without even playing down one. Into the red zone we go next. It's Chiellini, it's Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Tell me how you would describe this. You tell me. I'm going to show you what he did, and then you tell me what it is he did.
Gotcha. He did the Degeneration X crotch chop in a big-time way.
And then told him to suck it.
Well, that's what Degeneration X does.
I'm telling you.
Never got this faction at all. Can't stand any of them. 1224, Chiellini, Domino.
How many years have they been done?
It's been a while.
Are people still doing it, though?
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, Anthony it worked Edwards in that regard. I never liked any of them as individuals.
I don't know them.
Like, when I was in my prime, not that I ever really had one, but Shawn Michaels came in studio with us, and I looked at him and went, this guy?
You?
Yeah. This guy's the heavyweight champion? Who's this guy going to beat up?
He wasn't the heavyweight champion.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
You're the WWE heavyweight champion. You know who you're talking to. It was Triple H, Shawn Michaels, China, the eighth wonder of the world, the Road Dogg, Jesse James.
Down the hall.
And Billy Gunn. Now, Billy Gunn, he comes in here. I'm hiding behind you. Do what you want to him, but leave me alone. Guy still looks incredible. Anyway,
okay.
That's what Anthony Edwards did at the end of the series as
sure
the T-Wolves sweep the Suns. That's why you brought it up. Chiellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7
FM. He wasn't really the heavyweight champ. He just had the belt that usually goes to the heavyweight
I just
champ.
Never got it.
Yeah.
You know.
They wrote it. It must have worked for long enough where they kept writing it. He keeps the belt. Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you know,
he keeps the belt.
Timothy Dalton as James Bond. I never really got it.
Get Roger Moore as
James
Bond.
See? That's, I guess, what I'm referencing. It's fake. Yeah, so is James Bond. But a lot of people didn't like those two as James Bond.
Right.
That's my point.
We need to be better.
Right.
Somebody should have looked around the room and said, he can't be heavyweight champ. We need to be better.
But people loved him.
I know.
I don't get it, but people loved him.
Well, people loved the little guy. I mean, that's the other part of it. We're living in a world of, Goliaths, and then we're going to throw a David
now,
in
again,
there. Let's see what happens.
He's just a little fella, you know.
He's turned his life around.
Oh, he has.
He's, you know,
okay,
in a better place than he was. But even back then, you know, another reason I didn't like him.
I don't know.
Behind the scenes, not the best guy in the world. But again, none of us are perfect.
Oh.
None of us are batting 1,000.
Like in a way that I should know about or just not a good guy?
Well, he'll be the first to tell the story about how he was.
Oh, okay.
Breaking rumors. Well, it's not necessarily a rumor and probably not a conversation we like need to be having right now.
If I look up his Wikipedia, does it talk about a life turnaround or a life change?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, it does.
No question about it.
Right.
And he's in a better spot now.
Did he not
now.
Stand up for the national anthem or something?
Well, I don't know if he did that or not. And that's, you know, that's certainly down the hall. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by the fine folks over at Wade Ford. This guy says, if I'm not fat, I'll be a Hall of Famer. He was a draft pick that said it over the weekend. We'll tell you who it was in about 5 minutes.
Big old fat.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
Caleb Williams, as we all know, was the top overall pick on Thursday. He also set records. His merchandise on Fanatics, including jerseys and other apparel, set a record for draft night sales value in any sport. It broke Caitlin Clark's record that was set 10 days ago.
Well, then Chicago must have bought in, because I doubt a lot of people from a lot of different places are buying it. Chicago must have absolutely bought into Caleb Williams.
He's going to wear number 18 with the Bears after wearing number 13 at Southern Cal, and those jerseys are flying off the shelves. And Chicago, everybody is celebrating what they were able to do in that first round.
Well, they felt so good about their team, they drafted a punter. Caleb Williams allegedly put on social media and said, you ain't going to be doing much punting around here.
I like this, Caleb. He told that punter, we're going to be very aggressive. I'm going to throw bombs to Rome, not the country, to receiver.
Well, I do know this about their coaching staff. They are all blank-ass fired if they don't go to the playoffs this year. Now, again, I'm not giving them credit if they go to the playoffs. They just had the number one pick on the draft and had all of offseason to figure out who it should be. They don't get credit either. They're like the Falcons. I do know this. If they don't go, that group is fired. There's no doubt in my mind. Eberflus will be looking for work.
In the end, Detroit saw
Nashville. Can I give you one more bad thing? Do you want
sure.
a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends where you want to go.
Good
it's
news
our
or bad
show.
News.
I'll work through it.
Falcons, good news or bad news? Which one do you want?
Give me the good news.
Okay, the Falcons are pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, you know, the quarterback thing is figured out. Bijan Robinson gets used. And, well, they win 11 games.
What's the bad news?
Your OC could be gone. Maybe he becomes the head coach of the Bears. Or someplace else.
Hmm.
He was interviewed for head coaching jobs.
Yeah, I guess it's a good problem to have.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing well, you're going to lose assistants. If you're doing bad, you're going to lose assistants for all the
long
reasons.
I know, but I don't think I want a 1 year in lose an assistant. How good would they have to be for a guy who he interviewed for head coaching jobs? If they're good, there's a good chance he's not here next year.
So if they make the playoffs, you're saying that's not good enough. But
no,
it could be good enough for somebody else if the offense is
sure.
explosive.
Absolutely. If the defense stinks and they're the reason you lose.
What if something happens to Kirk Cousins and you have a rookie quarterback step in and light it up like C.J. Stroud
he's
did
gone.
Last
He'll
year?
He's gone. He'll be a head
yes.
coach in the NFL. I'm
Although
telling
Bobby
you.
Slowick is still in Houston.
I know. I think about this stuff all the time. It ain't what we're presented today.
You really are like...
I don't
like,
look around corners. That's dumb. I
no,
look straight ahead.
You really are like John Nash. You just sit here and all these things float through
no
your head.
No doubt in my
That's
head.
Gotta be tough being you.
You know what I do?
You don't
I
flip a switch and just turn everything off and go into a YouTube rabbit hole.
You know what helps? No, I don't. You know
Watch,
what helps me?
You know, full jars roll downstairs until they break.
Well, I got something for you that I rabbit holed. I'll let you hear that sound probably in the dump today. But I journal now. Like, I write it down. I do have my little book that I write it down, and I do feel a little bit better. I did watch something this weekend. The Bon Jovi thing. It's 4 episodes. Now, whether you know the story, like the music, don't like the music, it's pretty interesting.
What's it on?
Hulu.
For those that want to watch.
Yeah, 4 episodes. It's an interesting story. They're 40 years into this. And they do sit... Richie Sambora sits down. Tico sits down. Dave Bryan sits down. Obviously, John sits down. Doc McGee sits down. So they do it right. They do talk to the people who are involved.
The rabbit hole I went down over the weekend was the best of Rip from Yellowstone, the Cole Hauser character. And you were watching that.
So somebody already put out a best of.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
So is it worth watching, even if you're not necessarily a Bon Jovi fan?
Yeah, because they're, yes, I think it is. Boy, that was a lot of money. They made a lot of money. Woo! Goodness gracious, made a lot of money. There's a Heather Locklear sighting. They talk about Richie leaving the band and what it was and what it wasn't. It's pretty interesting. And it's about a guy who's 60 and John Bon Jovi who, let's put it this way, and it was posted all over social media. Locally, he doesn't have his fastball anymore.
And he looks
and they
like
do talk about
and
it.
He does look like one of the Golden Girls now, too.
A little bit strong.
Thank you for being a friend. You should come out and sing that.
I will tell you this. He was some handsome.
Yeah.
In the hairband world. Like, if you think Stephen Piercy was a good-looking hairband guy, he wasn't.
Now, in his defense, he could have gotten work done. He never did any of that, and that's why he looks the way that he looks. He's going to age naturally. And if you're a star and you age naturally, people like me are going to say something.
Well, vocally, he's his bigger problem, not necessarily how he is.
People like me are no good. In the end, Detroit saw Nashville's $600,000 and raised it. Over 775,000 per the NFL attended the draft, the three-day draft event. The previous record was obviously Nashville.
Yeah, that's not individuals. That's a lot of repeat customers. But did you hear what happened the first night? Can I tell the story? You know, people were, did I tell you this? People were paying $80 to $100 to park, and then we're told we're full in here.
So they're lucky
some cars weren't burned in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled in, paid $80 to $100.
And never got their money back?
No, you parked your car.
Well, I'm running somebody over.
All right, whatever.
Before that happens.
I'm just telling you. You're going to go to the car lot and go, I need my money back. They didn't let me in. That's
sorry for the stream of consciousness here. I know we'll go back to talking about the NFL
about
and the draft.
Uncle Walt and that alligator?
So you sent Matt Lear and I the video of the alligator that your Uncle Walt in Florida ran over.
Not my Uncle Walt. My neighbor's Uncle Walt.
For the sake of the show, he's your Uncle Walt.
He's Uncle Walt.
So
to
by
us.
Proxy, he's your Uncle Walt.
Is that on your mother's side?
So the alligator was massive. So people saw this alligator, actually saw this alligator prior to the alligator being run over. And that guy was dumb enough to still walk his dogs past that pond.
Now, not everybody saw the alligator. That was a car stop.
Gotcha.
It's the alligator crossing the road. These people are not connected, but the alligator must live in the neighborhood.
Right. So if this guy
knew... how big is that alligator?
Massive. If this guy knew about that alligator and still walked his dogs past the pond, Uncle Walt should have ran the guy over instead of the alligator, because it's his fault, not the alligator's fault. Should have flipped him right up in the air.
Or he should have just left him alone, and he would have gotten what he deserved.
He got what he deserved.
No, he didn't get dragged into the pond. He didn't get what he...
We almost got what he did.
If I'm Uncle Walt, I hit the guy and I say, I'm sorry, I tried to hit the alligator.
Oh, no.
Very confusing situation.
You can't do that. If you can't recognize an 11-foot alligator compared to a man who's going to...
If you know there's an 11-foot alligator in that pond, why are you walking your dogs past that pond?
I don't know.
What are you doing that for?
I don't know who knew what. This is a family. Did you hear them talking? Look how big it is. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're lucky we're in the car. Yeah. You're lucky that alligator didn't turn on the car. That alligator looks like with one swipe of the tail, that car would have been on its top.
This car's now my car. That's the alligator talking.
That's folks. A big-ass alligator,
what
man.
I think he sounded
and you,
like.
And you saw it, right? Walking right across the street to the pond, to his home. His home.
Yeah, I mean, he's hungry and a snack's walking by. What do you think he's going to do?
I don't know, man. Thank God for Uncle Walter. That's a big-ass alligator.
I just don't get why people live in those environments. That's a dinosaur walking around.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's prehistoric crap right there. That stuff shouldn't still be walking the earth.
Anyway, back to the NFL. The Patriots now have five quarterbacks, or do they? Because they take Joe Milton, and then there was rumor that Joe Milton, who was taken in round six, was going to move to tight end. He said, no, that's not happening. I can assure you, Joe Milton will not be a tight end. So he will play quarterback if he stays with the Patriots, will not play tight end. He made that pretty clear.
Hold on. They have five quarterbacks signed, or Joe Milton waiting to be signed?
So Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappe, Nathan Rourke, they draft Drake May, and then they draft Joe Milton. So, that's five quarterbacks.
Do you think Zappe makes it, or do you think this is going to be two rookies, May and...
Well, I think Jacoby Brissett's going to make it. I think Zappe's the one that's... If anybody's going to be the odd man out, it's going to be Zappe, probably Nathan Rourke, unless you put him on the practice squad.
So Joe Milton goes to the practice squad. That's the guy that ends up on the practice squad. Okay. And then he can wow them with 80-yard passes on a Wednesday.
Trent Baalke said the team will exercise their fifth-year options. I don't know if he farted while he was saying it, but he did say they would exercise their fifth-year options on Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. Lawrence is going to make $25.7 million. Etienne, $6.1 million.
Explain, this is not a random thing. You didn't just pick him out to do your fart joke.
If you don't know. Trent Baalke, much like, you know, everybody did around the NFL, did the pre-draft.
Like Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
In his car.
But he did the pre-draft press conference, and as he was talking, he farted.
And he admitted it.
Right.
He said, excuse me.
Yeah. These guys out there, these guys out there are very physical, fast. He made no bones about it. He farted.
I know. But you know what I'm going to do? I don't think he could be my GM. Why? Because you don't say, excuse me. Obviously, you can't think on your feet. You're going to be able to deny this later. The excuse me means there's no denial.
Yeah.
How about that draft room? You got the GM over there farting, and then you got the owner's son wearing a neck brace, selling an angle that happened in their wrestling company the night before. That is a complete and total chaotic place to be.
Tony Khan made in heaven.
Tony Khan thought he was Andy Kaufman. If you don't know, Google it.
Well, let me tell you this. There was no way he was not going to be in that room with that neck brace on. Like, he didn't care about being in the room to sell the neck brace angle. Damn right he got in that room. I guess he got a key card and maybe one of them retina scans.
And if you're going to have a neck brace, have the biggest neck brace available to man.
You should be able to see it from out of space. Which, by the way, you cannot see the Great Wall of China or the pyramids from outer space. It's a fallacy.
Just to clear that up.
Don't be sold a bill of goods. I was talking to Brandon and Finneran this morning. Why do they still have poetry in high school? Now, reading and interpretation and logic,
I guess, it's a part of the English form, right?
No, it's not a down the hall thing.
I don't know if it's political or not, but...
Same with math. If you want to be an engineer, you should have math as an elective. Why are some of these kids taking 4 years of math in high school?
I don't know.
Statistics? Geometry?
I think my kid may have to take math in the summer, but that's another story for another time.
Better luck on round two. I'm telling you.
I think there's no place to go but up.
There were certain classes, and I mentioned, I don't need to learn about Western civilization.
Is it wrong when you tell your kid, what's the matter with you? Is that wrong?
Is it wrong?
I didn't do that. My father used to do that to me.
What do you mean, is that wrong?
Look how you turned out. You're perfectly fine.
Out of it. I'm just fine.
Hold on. You're asking a question. What does that even mean?
My grades, I knew better than to get bad grades. I had no choice.
What's the matter with you is...
When my father joined us years ago, what did he say? When we were at the beer garden.
You were the brain. No, what did he say?
He said, number one son
was
football. That was his sport. Number two son was baseball. Number three son was the water boy. But he's got the brains.
Yeah, that's what he did say.
Which you said in response doesn't say a lot for your son.
Not
exactly a ringing endorsement.
What I think I heard
Cellini
was,
boys.
If you add up the three SATs, it's really not going to be all that impressive. That's what but I'm asking, why do I need to take geometry if I'm a junior?
Oh, that I don't know.
If I'm not going to engineering school. But this is like some of these other things. How about you don't fart when you're actually speaking to people?
Yeah.
How about we do a day of that in school?
I went to the games on Friday and Saturday, and there was someone sitting in front of me, a couple in front of me, and one of them had a chili dog.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, no bones about it, man. I didn't hear it, but I know what the end result of that chili dog was. And you get nervous because you think people are looking at you.
There's no doubt about it.
They're looking at you. I'm looking at my friends. I'm going, dude, that's not my brand.
And this is Rich coming from you calling out other people for doing that.
Well, hilarious. My point is now I know how the rest of you feel.
Okay.
And I maybe should apologize. I won't. Maybe I should, but I won't.
Recognized you, they definitely thought it was you.
You do understand that my lawsuit against you has gotten through the lower courts. You've taken 9 years off my life with your stench. And I plan on my kids getting something out of
it. It was the same couple.
We've
one
made
of them
it through the lowest courts, and here we go.
One of them was farting. The other one turned around and said to me in extra innings, when did they start putting a runner at second? I said, a while ago, sir. A while ago. There's a lot to uncover by what I just said. A lot. If you really read between the lines and figure out the story.
Maybe they were just, they stuck around. They stuck around to see it.
The woman was farting, and the guy knew nothing about baseball. Yeah. In case you didn't figure it out. And I got witnesses. I called it. I said, this chili dog at 9:30 at night is not going to end well for anybody around us.
But remember,
and it didn't.
He who smelt it. Dealt it.
Then we all dealt it behind this person. Anyway, Tavondre Sweat, I bet you he had a few chili dogs over the years. He says, he's 366 pounds. He was drafted by the Titans. And he said, if I go down to about 355, 350, most likely I'm going to be a Hall of Famer. How about that?
Oh, jeez.
It's not something you hear every day. I mean, top to bottom, that's not something you hear every day.
Give me this one more time. So all they have to do is make sure you can't watch them 24/7. But if they get him down to 350 or 355, which is only allegedly 10 pounds,
he's
a Hall of Famer?
If you're that big, you can lose that weight in 2 days. That's water weight when you weigh 366 pounds, right? That's nothing.
Well, why wouldn't he weigh 355? Because being a Hall of Famer means you're going to be rich.
Mm-hmm. I think after the workouts, all the hay was in the barn, he got that problem driving. He and his teammate had some issues driving. So maybe he was celebrating a little bit, getting ready for the draft. He went on a bender, if you will. And now he's going to get back in shape and play.
So what
he's going to be a Hall of Famer if he loses 9 pounds.
He can't drive home and stop at QT and just put his mouth right under the slushy machine.
No. Another misnomer. If you go to racetrack or QT and you eat that fat-free ice cream, you still can't eat a half a gallon of it. It's still still a lot of calories,
well, no.
Even though it's fat-free.
If you
you can't, again, put your mouth under it like you drink it from a hose.
May I? If you put cookie dough, cherries, and hot fudge on it.
Well, that makes it even worse.
Well, you're not fat-free anything at that point. Can I tell you what I saw this weekend? It was Saturday morning. I was coming here. I had to get gas. Gas station not to be named. But they sell donuts, and they sell Krispy Kreme donuts, allegedly. These are Krispy Kreme. They might actually be. You know what I saw a guy do? The guy grabbed a cup of coffee, and he put three donuts on his one finger. Like, he just, one donut, two donuts, right. Three donuts. He stacked them on his finger, and that's how he walked to the register.
Why?
Well, because I guess he didn't want to put them in a bag.
Why?
I think he's just going to eat them probably like a sandwich.
Okay, none of this
it's
is
a donut sandwich.
It's like the Michael Penix pick. None of this is adding up for me.
Do you understand he had a big finger, long finger, that he was able to put three full size, and I'll tell you what they were. They were the glazed with the chocolate on top. Three donuts. So he made a donut sandwich. Donut bread, donut middle. And when I tell you he didn't put them in a bag, I figured out he's going to take that cup of coffee. He's going to sit in his car for a couple minutes.
Right.
And he's going to eat that like a sandwich. He's not eating them one at a time. That guy is going to eat three donuts at once.
And
I've never seen that before. Who doesn't put three donuts in a bag? The guy who's going to eat them in less than a minute.
As you like to say, that's not his first time probably as
no
well.
No way. I was impressed, man. I wanted to take a picture. Would it have been wrong if I said, sir, can I get a picture
no,
for this?
I don't think so. I am so impressed, sir. I would like to take a photo with you with those donuts
those
on your
finger. Those donuts didn't last 2 minutes in his car, parked right outside of QT.
A lot of people said the Eagles had an impressive draft. They also tied an NFL record for the most trades in a seven-round draft. They made eight trades, tying Houston last year in the Patriots in 2018 for the most draft day trades since 1990.
What do you think of that, Howie Roseman? Him, Lori, and Sirianni. Did you see Sirianni slap him on the ass after one of the picks?
Yeah.
Brother, you could be out of a job this year. I don't think you have that kind of relationship with him. That's my guess.
And the Guardian caps, the about face has been confirmed. You know, the Guardian caps, the big, big, big padded caps that you wear over your helmets during practice. If you want to wear them now in games, if you're an NFL player, you can wear them in games. I don't know who's going to do it.
Yeah, that's like the first guy who put a goalie mask on in hockey. You're going to catch it, man.
Well, not only that.
You look like the great Kazoo.
You do, but you want to be as fast as possible. If that thing's on your head, you think it's going to slow you down, right? At that level, anything could slow you down.
I think the guys who need to wear those aren't worried about speed. Isn't that more of a lineman thing?
Maybe.
Like the taps, the rat-tat-taps.
What about a linebacker? You can't wear that.
Well, I don't think
you can wear it. Slow them down. Half a second at that level, that's all it takes.
Not even that.
That's what I've been told. Anyway.
You can't be the first to do something like this. You know what you're going to be called. Not a good word.
No, can't say it. But we'll see if anybody becomes the first.
Should I give a hint?
Yeah.
Ends with a P.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be called. I don't think anybody wants to.
No.
Who wants to be the groundbreaker? I don't care. I'll take the
I'm
hit.
Not saying it's right, but you're right. That's what people are going to say.
By the way, you know what I would say?
You'll catch it in the locker room as well.
Okay, no doubt. But you know what I would say to people? If you have a conviction of wearing it, I'll be able to count to 10 when I'm 52.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. My uncle played in the NFL. He's 54. I asked him to count to 10. He said 1, 2, potato. So that's why I'm wearing this Guardian cap. It's an old joke. I'm sorry. I couldn't pass it by. Tank Dell, on a serious note, shot Saturday night in Florida. The Texans announced the news saying he was the victim and he sustained a minor wound. And he's been released from the hospital and he's in good spirits. And there's going to be people out there saying, what are you doing going out? If you're a guy and you're out, I mean, do you expect to get shot?
Yeah.
Do you need to stay home? You can get shot any place. I mean, I understand going out and having a few drinks. I mean, I can't blame a guy for that. You cannot say that's why he got shot.
Okay, two things.
Or he deserved to get shot, or he put himself in that position.
Yeah. As far as I know, he didn't plexiglass burst himself. This was not his gun.
Right.
Okay. Secondly, I don't think he was doing anything where somebody would have to pull a gun on him and maybe shoot him. So it's just wrong place, wrong time. That's all.
Thank goodness he is going to be okay when all is said and done. Hey, don't forget the 680, the Fangirl, our brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies. From what
let's
I understand,
not, let's not do this.
She picked up a lot more followers this weekend thanks
to
somebody that is very bitter. A little less X's and O's
and more
lifestyle-driven sports content. The 680, the Fangirl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680, the Fangirl today. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. If you so desire. It's all up to you. When we come back, why Michael Penix should be more upset than Kirk Cousins. Domino said it on Friday. Who else said it over the weekend? We'll talk about that when we come back. Super Agent Todd France at 1 o'clock here on Cellini and Domino, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
It's the Twitter poll of the day. Everybody's grading everything, right? So grade the Falcons draft. A, C, F, and Gollum. Crazy, man. 1251, Cellini, D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM on a Monday afternoon. We'll talk to Super Agent Todd France. He is scheduled to join us just after 1 o'clock. It is the Twitter poll of the day via the X platform, driven to you by Harrah's Cherokee Casino and Resort. Right now, 42% of the people are giving this pick or the draft overall, never mind just Michael Penix, an F.
I'd say an F.
33% giving it a C, 16% say Gollum, and 9% are giving the draft an A.
Okay. No B, no D.
No, I only had four options.
Yeah, so you had to make, well, you didn't have to put Gollum in there. You could have put
Well, that's my trademark.
No, I understand.
I like to do something. Yeah. I like to do something wacky and off the wall.
How long?
I like to provide that as an option during my Twitter polls of the day.
All right. I just want, I don't want to dig too deep into you. I don't. I've been there. I've been in that space, and it's dark, and it's a lot of things.
It's tough to climb out of that space once you're there, yeah.
How many different options did you have before you settled on Gollum? Tell the truth.
I'll be totally honest with you. Gollum popped into my head first and foremost. I wrote it down in my notes over the weekend. I don't know why. I just did.
But Gollum doesn't make any sense
in
the world of grading.
Neither does, cured meat. Sometimes it's salami. That wouldn't make sense either.
I know, but... Gollum makes
Capicola. I mean, I don't know. It could be anything.
Gollum makes no sense. By the way,
it makes sense according to some of the people voting.
You've never even seen that movie or any of those movies.
The only thing I know about Gollum is when, what was his name? He used to be on SNL.
Andy Serkis?
No. I know Andy Serkis played him, but.
Leonard DiCaprio.
No. Chris something
Monkey
or
Boy.
Other. Yeah.
Catan.
Chris Catan played Gollum on SNL.
Oh. He played Monkey Boy, too, didn't he?
He did, Mr. Peepers.
Sort of the same thing, kind of.
Right. Very similar.
He didn't have much of a range, that Chris Kattan.
So you said this on Friday, Michael Penix, maybe he should be more offended than anybody else. Our friend Joel Klatt from Fox said the same thing. I would be more furious than even Kirk Cousins. I waited all that time. I had all those injuries. If I was Michael Penix, I don't know how quickly I would sign, because being drafted in the top 10 is one thing. Getting a second contract might be more important.
Well, he might get a second contract without ever playing, because they're certainly going to pick up the fifth-year option. And then he'll, at 26, if it's only 2 years, he'll get a chance to play. Again, you can't sell to me that you know. It's like the Billy Bean thing. You don't know. I don't know and you don't know. Don't tell me you know, because I know you don't know. Then Penix, what would be the odds? Like, I don't know where he would get drafted next year, but let's just go to the extreme of extremes. He says, I'm not signing. And he doesn't negotiate, by the way.
Jets? If they fail with Aaron Rodgers this year, do the Jets have a total reset? Could he go there?
I don't know. If the Giants fail, if the Giants aren't good. My point is, you can't negotiate and then say, I'm not signing. That's not what you can do. That's a bad
look. And we're not saying any of this is going to happen.
No. But what's the extreme? Where would he be picked next year? I got Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Sanders. And if he shows up at people's camp where he has a day And he's, what would he have to be? He'd be a year older, but not 2 years older when he's supposed to get a start. Where would he be picked?
Would he still be the fourth quarterback taken overall?
Right.
With some of those names that you just mentioned, I guess is the point.
Yeah, and I don't know if that would mean he started someplace next year, but that you can't negotiate. Like Joel Klatt eventually said, if I'm him, I don't think I sign quickly. That's a bad move. You got to get in here, especially Kirk Cousins reached out to you. I'm assuming it was amicable. You've got to get in here and learn. Unless you really take the extreme, which says, no, I'm good. I'm going to go work out for you.
Michael Penix, a combined 6-0 against teams quarterbacked by Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and Quinn Ewers last year. And Nix and Ewers' teams were 0-3 against Washington, 24-1 against everybody else. So the kid's a winner. And it's not about the pick. Again, if you disagree like I do with the pick, it's not about his ability. It's about the Falcons now, when you look at this defense. And I know they invested a lot in this draft in the later rounds in front seven, but the second and third lines of defense, you still have the same questions that you had, especially in the secondary. I guess you're thinking, if you're Jimmy Lake, I can get the most out of Richie Grant, who clearly regressed at safety last year. If you're Jimmy Lake, you're thinking to yourself, Clark Phillips III, I've watched enough film, and I think he could be the other corner opposite A.J. Terrell. These are the things that must be going through your head because you did nothing to shore up your defensive backfield.
I told you I was going to deal on the combination. The totality of everything you do in free agency in the draft. The quarterback you took at 8 doesn't make you any better. Everybody knows that. He just doesn't. Preseason becomes more interesting. Cousins gets tweaked, not hurt, more interesting. Cousins has a couple of bad days. Interesting. So, again, I like the storyline part of it.
Now we're going to have plenty of storylines, I think, this year. Plenty of them.
Yeah, and starting with, why isn't Kirk Cousins? Is he healthy enough to play in preseason games? There's only three of them. Does he have to play in the last one if he's not healthy for the first two? And by flipping the calendar to September, does that mean he's going to be healthy? You could not have signed him to that if you were thinking the injury thing. You can't tell me you signed him for $100 million
unless,
and you panicked and had to take a quarterback at 8 because you're worried about his health.
Unless, like we heard, Arthur Blank was putting the screws to Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris. We got to sign this guy. We got to sign this guy. We got to give Kirk Cousins whatever he wants.
So your answer is to then take a quarterback at 8? I don't hate the
pick. We got him in, and we don't know if he's going to be healthy, or maybe we don't really believe in him, so we're going to take our own guy here that we believe in at 8. I don't know. I'm just trying to work through it all.
So Terry Fontenot,
as to the how and why of this happening.
So Terry Fontenot will die in a vine if they don't make the playoffs this year, with or without the guy you just took the 8th pick.
Well, there's another interesting scenario. You talked about the preseason. What if they lose 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4 during the season, and Kirk Cousins is struggling? Because Raheem Morris said over the weekend that there was no need for Kirk Cousins to look over his shoulder. This is like a vote of confidence. Famous last words. Because if that happens during the regular season, you better believe people are going to be calling for Michael Penix to play. How do you handle that?
Yeah, they wouldn't be screaming for the 3rd-round pick. They can scream for the top 10 pick. Or not show up or whatever. Look, here's what I hope. Hope none of this happens. Hope they're 3-0. Hope the building gets a little bit crowded. Falcons jerseys come out. Kirk Cousins jerseys, Michael Penix jerseys, Bijan Robinson, we take him off a milk carton and actually put him in football games, and he does stuff. See, I'm banking on them being better because the coordinator should be better. The head coach should be better. If they're not, we'll let you know. I'm assuming they're going to be better than what it is I just saw last year. And a big part of that would be include Bijan Robinson, figure out how Drake London can get open to score touchdowns.
Kyle Pitts.
And see if Kyle Pitts wants to play. Tyler Allgeier, when does he make sense in a football game? When do you put him in? How often are those two guys on the field?
What about
at the
this Jace
time?
McClellan? You work him in at running back a little bit, like Allgeier did a few years ago when he became a 1,000-yard rusher.
I can't think.
Is it too much now?
I can't think.
I'm talking about 6th-round picks.
Yeah, you should have known better than that question. But you also said, hey.
The fifth time I've been yelled at today.
You invested in defense. Yeah, only because the draft kept going. You had to take somebody.
You took Aurora, who a lot of people out of Clemson are saying was a reach there, and you traded up to get him. Trice is the guy that could work out when you look at his pressure numbers, albeit in a league that passed all the time in the Pac-12. Dorlus is another guy out of the Pac-12. So those are the three picks right there to look at. Can they make the difference on the defensive side of the football?
They better.
I mean,
and God forbid the two or three guys that you could have had do anything.
Like I said, 2 to 3 years from now, we may be looking at a situation where we say, they had a point. Or,
don't tell me.
I told you so.
Again, let's be adults. Stop telling me that you're keeping receipts. Stop telling me that. We'll talk down the road because we look around corners.
Well, isn't that human nature for us? I mean, in our business, certainly we're going to be keeping receipts. We're going to be looking at what all those guys are doing that they didn't draft.
No, I'm talking about the coaching staff. Like, don't even imply to me that you guys will see. Don't imply. Don't do that. You're supposed to be a postseason team this year. I'm not giving you a pat on the back. You don't get an attaboy from me if you make the postseason.
All right, from thoughts to stroking egos to celebrating picks, what kind of draft weekend was it for Todd France? The super agent will join us to talk about how crazy indeed it gets on draft weekend when he joins us next here on Cellini and Domino. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.